Well, we sure do miss you guys, and I know the time's getting closer when we can get together again and be able to share with you in person. But this morning I wanted to talk to you about the Good Shepherd. I hope and pray that you know who the Good Shepherd is. It's Jesus Christ. He is our Good Shepherd. Now, sometimes when you're in maybe doing Christmas plays or some of the other things, or you've seen them, you see the shepherd carrying a staff, or you see a shepherd carrying a big long stick. It's not a walking stick. It's something that the shepherds use to help the sheep along. Because sometimes sheep get lost. So the shepherd uses the hook thing to get them back in line. But then sometimes sheep just get stuck in the rocks or the hill because they don't understand where they're going. They don't pay any attention to what they're doing. That's why they need the shepherd to look out after them. And sometimes we need a shepherd to look out after us, huh? Sometimes we don't know where we're going. But that staff, they call it a staff, it's used for guiding the sheep. It's sort of like steering them where they're supposed to go. But the shepherd can lean on the staff also to take a rest. Did you ever lean up against a building or lean up against something? You get tired, you just want to take a rest. Well, the shepherd's out there in the field. There's no place really to lean. So they rest on their staff. And when the sheep see the shepherd resting, they know it's also safe to graze or eat grass. Because if the shepherd is resting, there's no predators out there coming to get them. But as we read in the scriptures today about the Good Shepherd and how they take care of their sheep, they treat their sheep like they were their own little children. They see the sheep find enough of water. They make sure they got water to drink. But you know one thing they don't do? They don't take them down to the river if it's got a fast current, because the sheep don't like challenges like that. So they won't drink out of the water that is rushing or bubbling up. They want nice, quiet, smooth water to drink from. Amen? Well, that means that the shepherd has to go out ahead of them, and then they find the best place for them to eat. They love grass. They sometimes have a dog, the shepherd. Sometimes you'll see a sheepdog following the shepherd because he helps the shepherd keep them all in line. And if one goes astray, the dog will go and round him up and bring him back into the flock. Wolves and snakes sometimes would bite the sheep when they're out there in the fields. It'd bite their faces when they would bend down to eat grass. You know what the shepherd did then? He done something special on the sheep's face. You know what he does? Think about it. I know you're not here to answer me. They put oil or butter on the sheep's face if it got bit by a snake. You know, a lot of times when we're in church and we need somebody's prayer and we pray the prayer of faith and we anoint them in oil. Isn't that interesting that the shepherd put oil or butter on the sheep's face? And our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, allows us to pray and to anoint one another with the oil of our people, which is olive oil. Well, it's interesting. We could go on and on about our lessons about shepherds and sheep. But one verse says that Jesus said that he was our good shepherd. Now, wait a minute, preacher. We're not sheep, are we? No, not really sheep. But people, sometimes we act like sheep. We don't watch what we're doing. We get into trouble and need someone to use a staff or something to pull us back in the line and keep us going straight and learning. You know, sometimes that's why parents and school teachers and all of them, they can be our good shepherd too, because they help us to get back on the right track when we get off and different things. It's such a blessing to have people help us when we get into trouble. The church is here to help you. The pastors are here. Travis and Tina too, and Ms. Carol are always there to talk with you and to help you to understand things about life and challenges. So I hope and pray that you always feel comfortable going and talking to them, or me. You can talk to me anytime. Well, I'm certainly glad to know that you're not a sheep, yet you're really wonderful people and wonderful kids who love the Lord. Hope to see you soon. God bless you. Amen.